The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You want to talk about a team that's falling apart? How about the Milwaukee Bucks, Andy Hart? Holy moly.
Couldn't happen to a better dink.
My word. They had a big lead on the Celtics in the first half. Third quarter happened, and as they are wont to do, Celtics roar back. They come with a 113-107 win over the Milwaukee Bucks. But the story of the game was what you just heard right there, which, by the way, I love Scal. He's like, were there words? Are they having words? It's like, yeah, probably. He just elbowed him right in the head. Like, I'd imagine there's some words being spoken right now. And there were. And then he puts out his hand like, hey, sorry, Jalen. Brown goes to shake his hand, and he does the hand through the hair thing, which, can I just say, I'm not proud of this. I know how big of a D-bag move that is because I used to do it. In fact, I did it to my grandma once. We were over in her house. It was my grandparent, both of them. And I had just learned this move. Like, my older cousin taught it to me. I thought it was the funniest thing in the world. And I went up to my grandma. I said, hey, grandma, how you doing? And she went to shake my hand. I went, ah. And my mother yelled at me for, like, an hour. Like, good. She was so mad. And I deserved that. I was being a total a-hole. But that... To do that.
Plus, who shakes their grandmother's hand?
Well, that was the whole point. I don't usually do it, but I went to do it just so I could.
So it's kind of on her a little bit, though. She got snookered. Like,
I mean, yeah.
Give me a hug. We're not shaking hands.
85 years old. Either way. But,
she was really old, so you really took advantage of the
absolutely. No, this was all me. There's no blame to be given to my dear grandma here. This was all me being a jackass. I did not. I don't think I left my room for a week after that. Either way, I got hit.
Beat.
The cuquiod came out, yeah.
What is that word you keep saying?
The cuquiod. It's a big wooden spoon Italian grandmothers hit their kids with.
Sounds like cute cod.
Give you the ducalata.
That too, yes. But,
what the hell's the ducalata? I got to be careful because I might say something
spanking.
I'm not supposed to. So.
Yeah, it's when you get hit. But, yeah, the cuquiod is a wooden spoon. You see those, like, thin ones that you stir spaghetti sauce with, and there's the big, thick ones. She had the big, thick one.
You like a big, thick one.
Yeah, I mean, listen, no one likes the big, thick one. But either way, that's a different story for a different time. I did that to my grandma. I got yelled at. I deserved it. I learned a lesson that
day. It's one of the douchiest.
It made
moves.
Me a better person, I think, going forward.
I don't care whether you are a teenager with his grandmother, a teenager with another teenager, or two NBA players, mm-hmm. It's one of the douchiest things you can do.
It really is, especially since he was wrong.
He
elbowed Brown in the head. It's a dangerous play. That's not some, jokey play like, oh, we're all just buddies here, Jalen. Like, no. You could have really injured him. You could have knocked him out for weeks.
The guy just got back.
Seriously. Like, that was a tough one.
But that's what Giannis does all the time. He's the biggest bully on an NBA court.
Yeah.
Like, and then he tries to pretend he's the nicest, like, gentlest whatever on the planet. You're a dink bully. No one likes you.
Yeah.
And your team stinks.
Your team does stink. My God. The Milwaukee Bucks, I don't know. I mean, this could be everybody was talking about this at the beginning of the year. Could this be the year that Giannis demands out of Milwaukee? Each game that goes by, I think the answer to that is getting closer and closer to yes, because this thing is dysfunctional. They are off the rails. The Milwaukee Bucks are completely off the rails, and I don't know how they get back on at this point. Meanwhile, the Celtics keep rolling along. They're 9-2 with that win over Milwaukee, a comeback win in a game they trailed by 17. No one really... I thought stepped up outside of Tatum, who had that great second quarter, but the great second half. But other than that, I thought it was a pretty pedestrian game for some of these guys, and it didn't matter. You're still able to beat the Bucks, who I thought coming into the season was going to be their principal in the Eastern Conference anyway, their main rival. That's the one team that they were going to have the most back and forth with. Maybe they'd go, between first and second play, that type of thing. I expected them to be right there with them all season long, and it's been the complete inverse. I mean, literally, it's the inverse of that. They're 2-8 to start the year.
They could get themselves in the Cooper Flagg conversation, as we've talked about, or the multiple guys from Rutgers that are apparently going to go in the top five picks in the draft, including your porn star favorite. But, no, the like, Giannis, and I know I rant about this, and I'm over the top because I don't like him, but I've never been impressed with that whole bully style, but then you seem to run out of gas bullying people when it's another good team or with the season on the line or a tough series. See, he kind of has that legitimate punch him in the mouth and he can't react. Like, when he's rolling, he's great. When he's playing downhill and he's taking his six steps without a dribble from half court and all those things that he does, it's great. But, his game is not overly diverse. It's pretty simplistic.
He's been in the league for 12 years. That was the first three-pointer he made all season last year. In 2024, when I'm sorry, if the whole offense is going through you, you've been in the league long enough, you can learn how to develop a jump shot. Like, he doesn't really have one. Right. His whole game is just either bullying guys on the block, like you said, or sprinting down the lane without really much. He doesn't even Euro step. Like, he doesn't do anything. He just charges at the basket. And when you're that big and that athletic, it's not like it hasn't worked for him. He's a great player, sure. And he's multiple MVPs, and he does have a championship. So, I mean, we're saying all this to say you've been in the league long enough now that I kind of feel like he's just, I'm just going to keep doing my Giannis thing year in and year out. I'm going to make all this money. It doesn't really seem like he's improving his game at all.
He's kind of the opposite of Tiger when he redid his swing after the Masters, or even James Harden. Remember, there was like every year he'd pick one thing. There was that one year it was the sidestep three or like one specific move. I'm going to add this to my repertoire. He's like, no. I'm just going to elbow you, run by you,
dunk on
you.
But he has no repertoire.
Right. You know? His repertoire is basically, I won the genetic lottery.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to make any allegations about anything, but dude got a lot bigger in the NBA. That's all I'm going to say.
He did. That's
dude
true.
Got a lot bigger in the NBA, which I find a little shady. That's all I'm saying.
He's doing the
roids. Nope, I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying he got significantly larger in the NBA.
It is weird. Only like one guy has ever gotten busted doing roids in the NBA.
Obviously, they don't want to catch him.
Who was it? It was Rashard Lewis, I think, who wasn't even that jacked like in the first place, but it caught him doing roids, and it's like, you know, you'd think there's a lot of big guy like Dwight Howard looked like he was on steroids, you know? Like
Dwight Howard,
LeBron,
Kevin Lewis,
like all these guys
LeBron.
Are humongous. Yeah,
you're
going to
tell me none of those guys are taking anything they shouldn't?
Absolutely not. I would never
Meanwhile, in the NFL, like Rob Ninkovich and Julian Edelman and all these guys are getting popped. And I also think basketball is a tough sport.
Yeah.
So it's not like your body recovers easily. Part of their load management plan is probably spending good amounts of money to keep their body going. And I wouldn't be surprised if they dabbled in areas of like these anti-aging clinics. Are they real?
Their
game, not real?
Like the NBA, basketball isn't as based on strength, though. It's more like hand-eye coordination than it is just brute strength
in
the NFL.
Except
for Giannis, sure. But even he has to dribble the ball. You know, like if you're
Does he? I usually see one dribble and then run.
That's true.
Dunk.
He does have long legs. But in general, you know what I mean? Like guys who are getting bigger still have to maintain the ability to dribble and shoot the ball.
Yes.
As in the NFL, you just got to shove the guy in front of you. Half the guys on the line.
That's why I'm not alleging anything. I'm just observing size changes in players.
Okay. Gross. 617-779-7937. You set yourself up for that one. We're going to get back with the Patriots and a victory Monday here as the Patriots come away with a 19-3 win over the Chicago Bears. The defense shines. The NFL kind of sucks. And the Patriots now, it sucks so bad, the Patriots are almost in the wild card hunt, which is crazy. We'll get to all of that next.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.